We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Test, Amar Aleph. We are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top of Mem Test, Amar Aleph, Va'ozdo Shmuel Tamei. We had a Machloikis Tanoim, Rav Shimon, and the Rabbanon, in a case where you have three chatzeros, three courtyards lined up side by side. They have doors to each other, and they're open to Rosh Hashanah also. And the question was, if only the outer ones were Ma'arav with the inner one, is that enough to metalta from one to another? And we had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. According to what machlekes Rav Shimon Rabbanon was, according to Rav, Rav Shimon holds that the middle guy could carry to the outer ones, and the outer ones could carry to the middle one. That's what Rav Shimon holds. And according to the Rabbanon, the outer ones could carry into the inner ones, but the inner ones cannot carry into outer ones. That was Rav Shita. Shmuel takes everyone a step more chomer. That according to Rav Shimon, only the outer ones could carry to the inner one, but the inner one cannot carry to the outer one. And Rabbanon hold all three are also with each other. They're all three also, since they make one Erev, they are all three also with each other. That was Shmuel Shita. So if you're Shmuel, there is no one who holds that the middle one could carry to the outer ones. Even Rav Shimon only holds the outer courtyards could carry into the middle courtyard. So Gemara is going to say that Ozo Shmuel Tamei. Ozo Shmuel Tamei. Shmuel, who explains Machlekes Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon, goes Litamei, goes according to his Shita somewhere else. Tama Shmuel, Chotzer Shebein Shtei Muvayis. If there is a courtyard that has two ways to get to Shirabim, either from its right side, goes through a Mavi to the Shirabim, or to the left side, goes through a Mavi into the Shirabim. This Chotzer has its own houses, courtyard, this courtyard has its own houses open to it. And it has two doorways to two different alleyways, either on the right side and left side. So it's a chotzer shebein shnei mavayis. Irva im shneim, if the middle chotzer made an eriv with both alleyways, the halacha is asura im shneim. The halacha is that it's asur within both of them. It's asur in both of them, even for Rav Shimon. Because we're going according to Shmuel l'shitasa. So what do you mean, why is it asur im shneim? Because they didn't make one big eriv, all three. Just the one alleyway made an eriv with the courtyard, and the other alleyway made an eriv with the courtyard. And the halacha is that it's asur, the courtyard cannot carry to either one. Asura im shneim. So now the thing is, this is why it's Shmuel Tamei, because if there was a Rav Shimon who held that it's mutter for the middle guy to carry the outer ones, so the halacha is that Shmuel says we're always passing like the Mekel Be'erif. We're always passing like the Mekel Be'erif. So if there was a sheet like that, he would have gone like that, and he would have passed like that, and he would have said, you're allowed to do that. And since he says Asura Mishneim, it means there is no Man De'Amar like that. But let's go further in Shmuel's Memra. That's the Shmuel Tamei. But let's go further in Shmuel's Memra. Loi Erva Mishneim. If the Chatzar did not make an Erva either one, the Halacha is Oiseres Al Shneim. Then, not only is it also to carry to the alleyways, in the alleyways themselves, they cannot do any carrying. And the reason is, because there are diurim, people who walk through, and they're not part of the Erev. And if someone has a way through this without being part of the Erev, and then they make an Erev, they aser everyone in that alleyway. Since the alleyway, the only way to get out to the street from the chotzer to the street is going through the alleyway, their walking through makes the alleyway a place that's aser unless they made an eruv. So lo yirvam shneim, if you don't make an eruv in either one, I seres al shneim. Both alleyways are aser. But hoyse be'echer legila be'echer regila. But let's say they usually used only one alleyway exclusively. They didn't use the other alleyway so much. Only one. They would ruggle with one alleyway. The halach is zesh regila be'aser. The alleyway that you used to go, that you aser. That's the way you walk out. But zesh any regila by the one they're not used to going out through is mutter, and that's the halacha. And that's the halacha. Now, if you make an eriv with one of them, so then you can make that the ruggle one also. That's another way of making that ruggle. Making an eriv, you're showing that this is your regular way on the way out, and the other one is not the one to go out. Therefore, the other one will be mutter. If you make an eriv with one side, that shows that's your way of going out. But the halacha is if you ruggle one, not ruggle the other one, the one you ruggle, it's also one not ruggle, it's mutter. Amar Rabba Rav Huna, irva im she'ein de regila boy. If you made an eriv in the one that usually don't go out, hut de regila atzmai, the one that usually go out becomes mutter to itself. There's no iser derisis or regal on that anymore. Why not? Because like we just said, we're making an eriv with one alleyway. You're showing that is my alleyway, even though you usually go out the other one. This becomes your alleyway now, and you are. And you won't answer the other alleyway anymore, and that alleyway will be able to carry in it itself. That alleyway will be able to carry in it itself. And the one with the Erev, since he made an Erev also, they'd be able to carry in theirs also as well. But Amar Rav Bar Avuna Amar Shmuel, Im Erev Rogel Atzmai, V'zeh She'ein Regila Boy. So he says, the Rogel made the Erev for itself. V'zeh She'ein Regila Boy, the alleyway you usually go out with, Loi Erev, did not make an Erev at all in their alleyway. That means, besides making an Erev with the middle Chatzar, each alleyway needs its own Erev to be able to carry. So the question is like this. Let's say you have Erev on the right side, calling it alleyway A. Alleyway A anyway did not have Erev. So it means no one carried in that alleyway anyway, because they didn't have Erev, their own Erev anyway. Alleyway B, that they had their own Erev, so they were able to carry their own Erev there. But there was a problem here. The Chatzar walked through it. So here, on A, they anyway don't have Erev. So who cares if they walk through that? It's anyway Aser. But alleyway B, which has Erev, it makes a difference if they walk through or not. If it's not the Rogel, then it'll be Mutter. But if that's the Rogel, it'll be Aser. So what you do is like this. Im Erev Rogel Atzmai, V'zesha Ein Regila Boy, the one that you don't usually go through, Loi Erev, did not make Erev at all. V'hi Atzma Loi Erva, they themselves did not make Erev. So, and V'doichin Oysa, Eitzel She'ein Regila Boy. V'hi Nami Lo Erev means that in the middle guy also, there's three steps here. First of all, that the one on the left, the one, B, did not make an Erev for itself at all. A made an Erev for itself. A was usually the Rogel. V'hi Atzma Lo Erev means, and the Chatzah didn't make an Erev for each side. So now, it's better if you say that their way out is through the one that didn't make an Erev anyway. You're not losing anything. So in this case, Taka, Doichin Oysa Eitzel She'ein Regila Boy, you make the direction of the way you go out through the one that's not Rogel, because therefore it's not losing anything. Such a case, you're kaifin midastayim means that someone has what to gain and is nothing to lose. So what's the difference? So here in this case, we say that the way out is through the one that didn't make an Erev, because here no one loses then. The alleyway Ada has Erev is a good Erev for itself, so they could carry there. The Chatzar usually walks through that. We'll say, no, not anymore. Now his way of going is the other way. The other way, says, what do you mean? You don't usually go with me. So they say, what do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose, because by you anyway, you can't carry in your court, in your alleyway. So what do you care if he goes through it? And it's Mechalikas Rishonim, if they actually have to reroute the people and say you have to walk that way, or it just, in Halacha, we say that becomes the Rogel because of Kaifan Amidah Sedayim. But Pashas, they have to start walking through there, and we force the alleyway, there's no Erev, to allow the people to walk through it now, because this way, you have nothing to lose, because you anyway cannot carry in your courtyard because you didn't make an Erev. So, to Gemara Vayta. Om Rav Yudah Mashmul, more Halachas of Erevin, Erev Chatzeros. Om Rav Yudah Mashmul, HaMakbid Al Eruvai. The Halacha is, how do you make an Erev? The way you make an Erev is, every person, every homeowner gives some food and they all put it into one house. Now it's kilo the shutuf in that house, and the courtyard becomes like the courtyard for that house, and therefore you're allowed to carry there. So HaMakbid Al Eruvai, let's say someone says, I'm giving my challah, my food, but no one's allowed to eat it. So Shmuel says, Ein Eruvi Erev, it's not a good Erev. Mashmai, what's it called? The Erev Shmai. It's called a mixture, a chutvis. If you're not letting someone else eat it, that's not called the Erev. That's what Shmuel says. If you're makbar people should eat it, it's not called the Erev. Rabbi Chanina Amar Eruvi Erev, it is called the Erev. Elosh Nikrav Anshi Vardina. They're called, Anshi Vardina were people who were very cheap and they didn't let people use their things. But they still had shutvasim there, even though they were very makbunin, so they still had shutvasim. So he's saying it's called a shutvas, it's called a partnership, but they are called Anshei Vardina. They're called Anshei Vardina. Zakta Gemara, they're called Anshei Vardina, and therefore it's machlaikas if it was a good Erev or not. That's one member of Shmuel. He says, Yemakbar Aruva, Ein Aruva Erev. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Hacholik Es Eruvai, Ein Erev. If someone splits up his Erev into two kalim, it's not the Erev. Right, the Gemara, Kaman Kebe Shammai, you saying a member like Beshammai, we never passing like Beshammai. How do you know that's Beshammai Shita? The time was the Braisa. Chamisha Shagavu is a Ruvam. Five people collected Erev together. With a stool of a steak kaling, put into two utensils. Beshammai Imrim ain't the Erev. Beshammai says it's not a good Erev. Vesil Oimer raise the Erev. Vesil is a good Erev. So Shmuel, you're saying it's not a good Erev, it's two kaling. What, you're going quit the Beshammai? You're becoming Beshammai Yid all of a sudden? So tomorrow, no. I feel the time Vesil. Here, even Beis Hillel will agree, because why? When did Beis Hillel say, let's put two kalim? Ad kan le kamri Beis Hillel hosom, el demal yin yamana va yaiser. You try to put into one keli, but it wasn't enough room. It overflows. You need another keli. But if you lehedya by beginning put into two different kelim, that is a stira to erev. Erev means a mixture. You got to be one place, one thing. You put into two kelim right away, that is a problem. And Shmuel says, even if you base hill will agree, that's a problem. So comes out, Shmuel tells us two dinim about erev that have to do with being one. One thing is that you can't be makbin it, you have to let everyone else eat it. And number two is it can't be two kelim. Vitarti lomali, why need two of these members of Shmuel? Tzricha, the Yishmin and Hasam from the kapit. You're there by the erev, you're not letting people eat the makbid of Hacha, but here you're not makbid, you think that's a good erev. Yishmin and Hasam from the palgi mythic, put in two different kelim. Of a Hasam, maybe emeloi, it's not a problem. Tzricha, definitely both. And really, the two different dinim. One's the makpada, one's then being splitting it, and therefore saying one is under the other one. And Echanami, that's why the two members of Shmuel, that both are a problem. Omer Rav Abba Rav Yehuda, Beimer Tzar to the Beir Rav Zakai. Rav Abba told Yehuda in the press, the wine press of Rav Zakai. Umi Omer Shmuel, Chalikas Ruvain Erev. Is it possible Shmuel said that you split an Erev, it's not an Erev? Vama Shmuel, Bayez Shemanichem by Erev. Shmuel said, the house that you keep the Erev, ain't it Tzarech Litan's pass. He doesn't have to give bread. It's my time. What do we assume the reason is? Lav Mashom Dem Omar, Kivan the Manach Basala, since he has bread in his cupboard, command the Manach HaKadom, it's like it's here. So even though it's two different Kalim, and Hachinami, he also Kivan the Manach Basala, command the Manach HaKadom, it's dummy, it's here. So what's the difference? Why if the homeowner's pass in different Kalim, it's good enough? And by two kelim is not good enough. What's the difference? How can you say two kelim is not good enough according to Shmuel? If Shmuel said that the bias that you put the Erev doesn't have to give challah, why not? Because he has challah. Must be because he has challah in the cupboard. So what's the difference? Amalei, no. The reason why he doesn't give challah, not because he has challah in the cupboard. Hasav, obviously, ain't pass. You don't have to give pass at all. You don't have bread. Why? My time is kula achi diary. Everyone else putting passes to make this his house. But Shmuel says that the guy owner, he lives here for real. He doesn't have to put any pass here. That's why he doesn't need pass. Not because it's in the cupboard and that counts also. He doesn't need bread at all because he lives here for real. And therefore he doesn't have to give any pass. That's Pshat and Shmuel's halacha, that you don't have to give any pass. Omar Shmuel, Erev Mashum Kinyan. The whole time we're talking about collecting Erev, putting it to one house. How does it work? What's the mechanics? How does it work? So Shmuel said the way it works is Mashum Kinyan. When every guy gives a pass, it's like paying for something. It's like Kinyan Kesef, Shava Kesef, and I'm buying a little chelik in his house. That's how it works. So then if you're using bread just to make a Kinyan, so why don't you make it better? Use money. And it's much more simple. Collect money from everyone before Shabbos, make an Erev that way. So Mara enter, people don't have so much money Erev Shabbos. You just spent money for Shabbos, they have no money left. So, but the bread everyone has. So, Frank the Gemara, hey, get the ear of me, Likni. Lemay said, unless someone by mistake did it with money, it should work. So, Gemara says, no, even then, we say it's not going to work. You know why? Because then people will think you could do it with money every week. And some weeks, you're not going to have money. You're not going to make Erev with a pass. You're going to forget about the whole din of Erev. You're not going to be able to forget the din of Erev. So, therefore, you're masak and you have to use bread. But really, it's working with Kinyan Kesef, according to Shmuel, that you give the challah and that buys you a little chelik in the house. That's Shmuel's mahalach. Rabba says, a little different. Rabba ma'erev mishum diru. Erev works is, everyone puts their pass, and now that becomes your place where you live. That's the place where you live. Because your das is, like Rashi says, wherever your bread is. And since your bread is here, that is where you live. Erev mishum diru. My benai, what's afkmila aloch of the two reasons is because of Kenyan or mishum diru. Yigabinayo, three nafkaminas. Kli, could you use a keli? So according to the Mandiyama Kenyan, you could use a keli, because you could use a handkerchief and make Kenyan chalipin. You make Kenyan that way, or you could use Shava Kesef. You could use a keli. But according to Mandiyama Dira, your Dira is not where your coffee mug is. That won't work. That's one nafkamin. One nafkamin is Pakul Shava Pruta. According to Mandiyama Kenyan, you need a Shava Pruta. But according to Mandiyama, wherever your bread is, you could eat less than Shava Pruta. As long as it's two sudas, it's enough. And the third nafkamin is Vikatan. Third thing is a child, that if you learn this a Kenyan, a child can't make this error for you because you need a Kenyan. But if the Vart is, whatever the person's bread is Dira, so a child could collect it and put the bread there, whatever bread is, that's my Dira. So that's enough communion between the two Pshatim, Mishum Kenyan, Mishum Dira. And Taisa speaks out, and right here on the base, Venira, the Alocha Karaba Dama Eir of Mishum Dira, the Parakadar Karavichran Seich Kamara Dami. And it says it could be pachos meshava pruta. So you see, we paskin that's erev mishum dira wherever you live. Omle abaya la rabba. Rabbi tells rabba, your reason of dira and the reason of kinyan, I have a question on it. Lezidach kasha v'shmul kasha. Your reason of shmul, same kasha. It says, ha'tanya, it says in a brayse, chamish shagavas eruvam five people collected an Erev, and they made in one courtyard, it's everything one, they made an Erev here. Now, this courtyard wants to make it over another courtyard. So it's one guy can bring bread to the next door. So, Freyta Gemara, that who knew the Kandi Vesulai? Who knew the Gadai Vesulai? How can one guy work? One guy's Kenyan's enough? You need everything Kenyan. And number two, you need everyone to live in the other courtyard. So, where does it have one person going? And he's trying to prove there must be Erev is just like a hacker, it's not a real thing. It was a real thing. How can one day do it for everyone? Amalei, no. Loidel di kasha, it's not shalafi. Mi lo shmul kasha. You know why one person, after they make an Erev, could go make Erev next place? This is because once we're all one, then he's automatically considered our shliach. Shliach is the kulaka avid. He's a shliach for everyone. Therefore, once we make Erev in this courtyard, one person goes to the next courtyard and make Erev, and it's a shliach for everyone. Amar rabba, amar rab chambar. Guri amar rab, halacha ka rab shimin. We paskin like Rab Shimon, and this is Rav Shitasai, who holds that fear of Shimon, it's mutter from the middle guy to carry to the out, and the outer is to the middle, and that's what we paskin. Halacha Rav Shimon, that the middle guy is to carry to the outer, and the outer carry to the middle, because Rav says that's Rav Shimon, he says it's paskin like Rav Shimon, and that's the halacha lemaisa. So just to recap, a lot of things is Amud. We learned Shmuel has said two things about being makbid, you can't be makbid, someone else to eat it, and also you can't be mechalkin to kalim. And then we had mechalkis, is Erev Mashem Kenyan and Mashem Dira, and we said we paskin, that's Mashem Dira, wherever you live, and you make Erev the next thing, one guy can be a shliach for everyone else, and we paskin like Rav Shimon, that we have three chateres lined up, the middle guy can carry it to the outer, and the outer to the middle.